Audio 269. 1. Do old people and young people in your country have the same attitudes towards old buildings? No, I think the attitudes couldn't be more different. Most of the people that I know from my generation, you know, my classmates and friends, don't really understand or appreciate, or for that matter, want to appreciate old buildings. Certainly for me, I believe that new and modern is better. I know for sure that my grandparents think buildings in engaging like the bird's nest and the trouser legs are an eyesore, whereas I think they are really cool. 2. Compare the way old people and young people spend their leisure time. For a start, old people, and by that I mean the elderly, play a lot less sport and do a lot less exercise in general. They are happy, maybe reading a book or watching TV, or simply spending time talking with their friends and family. Whereas the younger people, and especially my generation, enjoy a much more active lifestyle that hopefully keeps us healthier. 3. Do you think young people and old people should all abide by the same rules? Yes, I do. And I don't just mean abiding by the law of the land, but also all of the rules about politeness and courtesy in general society. I was brought up to be polite and to respect my elders, but I do believe that it is a two-way street. And that the elders should also be polite and respectful to me. Otherwise, what's the point? 4. How do young people and old people use mobile phones differently? Old people can use mobile phones? Really? I don't think you've met my grandparents. They look at the new modern mobile phones in the same way they look at a computer, blankly. WeChat, that's just the same as WeTalk, maybe over a coffee. But kidding aside, I think with the rapid development of the smartphone and all the apps that go with it, the older generations have a harder time learning and therefore using the new features available. Younger people, however, are much more used to the constant change and are happy to invest time in learning how to use them. A phone is just not a phone anymore. 5. Do young and old people have the same attitude towards politeness? In a way, yes, they do. I mean that people, both young and old, are taught from a very young age that they should be polite to others. I also believe, however, that the older generations expect everyone to be polite to them, even when they are not polite to others. This is something I don't particularly agree with. In my opinion, everyone should be treated with an equal level of courtesy, politeness, and respect.